Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In the face! In the face!
Todd Glass, Craig Peters, Nick Allen later on. Petey got sports.
One of those guys has a Netflix special.
That'd be Todd Glass.
Called Act Happy.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix right now.
Love Todd. Funny dude.
But wait till after the show to watch it. So
yeah.
We ask.
Yeah.
I hate it when we have guests on and people go right to Netflix after we talk to the guest. And...
Well, people do the podcasting stuff. We had a guy, I did say doo-doo. We had a welder from Wichita says he can't smoke weed. He get fired. He used to smoke on the weekends once in a while, but he's afraid of his job. Which is a shame because that means you can show up hungover at work, right?
Yes.
And have a welding stick. Is that what they call those things?
I don't know.
I welded once. It's a pain in the ass. I sucked at it. But it was pretty cool.
Is that the guy with the, said he has epilepsy too?
Yeah. Said it would probably help.
It would.
Yeah. But, nope. No good people smoke weed.
I don't think you need the THC to help with the seizures, though. I think you can go the...
I have to ask that guy. Maybe he wants to have a buzz, too, you know, like you do, you know?
You can go the...
If you don't get a buzz, what's the reason for the drug? You always say that. I killed the pain, but I wasn't getting a buzz, so it sucked.
But I would think just stopping the seizures would be beneficial.
You have to ask him. You know, maybe he wants the... THC.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
You shouldn't want the THC.
Yeah. Duh.
It's Johnny Rotten's birthday today. John Lydon.
Yeah.
We talked is about great, 62.
Man. Yeah. He was cool.
Oh, yeah. I remember everybody was afraid for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna reach through the phone and gouge your eyes out.
Yeah.
Kind of he's that much of a son of a bitch.
He was really cool.
No, yeah, that was a character. He's actually a pretty smart guy. Very smart guy.
Yeah.
Who's taller?
Than who?
Carol Channing.
Oh. All right. Who's taller? Johnny Rotten or Carol Channing?
Johnny Rotten.
Johnny Rotten is 5'8". Carol Channing is 5'9".
Oh!
Oh, my God.
You're really? All wrong.
Wow. We suck.
What a game.
I blame you.
Yeah. No, I blame
and
Tyler.
Y'all just jumped right on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Rotten. Johnny Rotten. No.
Then why didn't you do that then? You usually do when they're like an inch apart. Carol Channing. So you can do your Carol Channing. You did it earlier.
I wasn't going to play.
We're all wrong.
Craig don't play.
No. I wasn't going to play. Who's taller?
Tyler prompted you.
I did.
Thinking it was an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thinking you were lobbing us a softball.
I don't know. It was softball.
I wasn't lobbing anything.
No. Carol Channing's got to be almost dead. How many people are on? Is she on draft boards?
No, she's not almost dead. She's 97.
Okay. She's got to be on draft boards, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a lot of life.
You're singing the whole song, too, when she kicks.
I don't know the whole song.
Well, we'll get the lyrics out and play the whole song.
Yep.
We'll get the karaoke version of Diamonds Are a Girl's
we'll
Best Friend.
We'll get the karaoke, or you could probably even download it.
Right.
And I'm going to go ahead and say she's not 5'9 anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nah, she was 5'9 in the late 40s.
Yeah.
But
fine.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah, she ain't walking tall
at
97.
You measure them now, I think Johnny Rotten wins.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So... Measuring Johnny Rotten.
Last night.
I am glad that you wanted to play Who's Taller there. I don't know why.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear who's taller, Carol Channing or Johnny Rotten.
Right.
Because nobody's doing that. I think we should stop playing that game around new guests, though. They're not impressed. And I hate having to explain it. And we did it in front of Josh and the skeptical's, what's her name?
Janae.
Yeah.
Janae.
Yeah. And when I tried to explain that we're making fun of other shows.
Well, see, that's where you're over-explaining.
Well, I had
yourself.
To explain it because they thought it was, I don't want to make them not to think it's a real game for us.
I don't care.
That's how we do it. So when there's new guests, don't even do the damn game.
I want them to think that is our signature bit.
Yeah, then they'll go spread the word.
Yeah, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
like we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to hurt our career.
True. I just hate having to explain it. I don't want pissy looking faces here. More than what we already have.
More than ours.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess I stopped caring.
Yeah. I'm looking at Carol Channing's IMDb or her Wikipedia to see if she has any health problems at 97. But I'm getting it says here she has not eaten restaurant food since 1963.
By the way, that makes no sense because I guarantee you the food back then was full of all kinds of fat. So she thinks that's cool?
She's got money. Only eats organic. If she has to go to a restaurant, she'll bring her own food.
That might be a reason she's 97.
Only eats seeds for dessert and doesn't drink.
That doesn't make... But once again, you could have a guy that ate a steak every day and drank whiskey every day and he's 100.
I know.
See, that doesn't sound any fun.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Eating bird seed and not drinking at 97?
I'd want to die.
Right.
That's not living.
No.
Living up.
No. I had a friend of mine whose dad, who recently passed away, but he was in his mid-late 80s when he passed away. And it wasn't because of this, but in like his early 70s, he had he had to get a colostomy bag because of some certain stuff that went wrong. And that kind of scared him a little bit, so he just stopped drinking. But he'd go to the bar every day and not drink, and the places he hung out. And he got about 2 years into that. And it wasn't like he wasn't allowed to drink. He just thought, man, and then he just said, you know what?
I'm drinking.
I'm retired. I'm in my mid-70s. He goes, this is life, and he wants to drink. So he started drinking. And he didn't die of alcohol. He just died of old age, basically. You know, you're right. It's not living. Not unless she never drank.
Yeah, if that's all she knows.
But bird seed, enjoy a pizza once in a while.
I just said seeds, not necessarily bird variety.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I know, yeah.
Eating quinoa.
But can you...
Quinoa.
What the hell is quinoa?
My wife makes quinoa, and it's really good when I put other stuff on it, like butter or barbecue sauce. I swear. It is.
Barbecue.
Well, I had some quinoa last week. She makes it on the side for a lot of things because it's good for you. But I was eating like a piece of chicken. I had barbecue sauce on it, and I just put the barbecue sauce on the quinoa.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah.
Good sweep there.
Yeah, you got
to stick with the quinoa a bit.
Got
to
jazz up the quinoa.
You got to.
Yeah, man.
Last night. Eat some bird seed.
Is it too late to mention that January is National Sunday Supper Month?
It is.
Yeah, because there's none left.
There's no more Sundays in January.
But
and that's an annoying day.
Prep yourself for next January.
No.
That's a good point.
Sunday Supper?
Yes, Sunday Supper Month.
Who uses that term?
We used to say supper as a kid in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, that was a big North Dakota thing.
Yeah,
that was the evening meal.
I think it's an old thing.
Dad still talks of supper.
Yeah. I haven't said the word supper in years because it sounds really stupid.
I think ever since Mom died, someone's had him over for supper. Or someone's brought him supper.
It's even weird hearing that now, but I grew up with the word supper, yeah.
Yeah.
When's supper? Of course, my grandparents and my dad said that a lot.
But that was
supper?
Yeah, that was North Dakota speak.
That's probably
that was the evening meal.
Might be a German thing. I said supper also.
Yeah.
Still in my vernacular.
You
I don't say
supper?
Dinner. Is I it? Say supper.
You say supper still?
You don't have dinner? Do you go out for supper?
Yeah, we go out for supper or make supper or what do you want to have for
you
supper.
You make quinoa with your supper?
Sometimes I do make quinoa.
Well, in January is a bad month to have, you know, Sunday supper because the playoffs are on.
That's right.
You know?
Ain't coming over today.
That's when we need reminded the most.
Shut up.
On the last day of January. I love that you gave it the least amount of hassle. I like that, because that is the least important thing that happened in January that day. It really is. Of all the month things, there's probably some stupid things on there, but that's the stupidest.
Is it stupider than National Hot Tea Month?
I'm glad you talked about that earlier. I enjoy hot tea more than I do going somewhere for Sunday supper.
Okay, you know? I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'd just soon stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere for Sunday supper.
Oh, you can have it there.
Yeah, but then you
can have it
over
at your home. It. You can have supper any day of the week. Yeah. Sometimes it's Monday supper. But this particular month is Sunday supper month.
Oh, my Sunday suppers usually were pitchers of beer and turkey wraps at a sports bar.
Yeah.
That's a supper.
Well, I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to invite people over for this. You could be, you know, if that's the one night that you and the family sit down together
and make your quinoa.
Quinoa, have a nice supper.
Well, the more you and Craig describe it, the stupider it sounds.
Yeah, I'm not into it at all.
It sounds like something you can do any night of the week.
Well, no, because Sunday is a specific day of the week.
Well, we go to church.
And it's National Sunday
Go to church
supper
and come over
month.
For supper.
Yep. That's a long day at church. Although, are you referring to lunch as supper?
No, I am not.
No, no.
Supper. Well, Sunday supper for me was always mid-supper, 3-4 maybe.
Mm. And it's always a long day at church. Yeah. There's never a short day.
Well, if you
want
to get
church.
Right with Jesus, you're there all damn
no,
day.
No,
well,
no.
Well, yeah, considering how wrong one can be.
Damn right.
I've never left church and said, well, that certainly was short.
I've never gone to church.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Really?
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I haven't.
Yeah.
I said, oh, wow, that was quick.
Yeah,
I've never said that.
I've said
then you aren't napping enough.
You said that's unnecessary when you've left, right?
You get a little nap in.
Yeah.
You get a little nap in and
nappy
shortens
poop.
The whole thing down.
Yeah, you can fall asleep anywhere.
I've gone, well, my God, that was insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Just about every time. But I've never said, well, that went quick.
Oh, yeah. You're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm sleeping in on Sundays for the past 40 years.
You are doing something right. Then.
I'm doing right.
Yeah.
I'm doing right.
You never got dragged to church as a kid?
No. Easter.
Good
and
for
I
you.
There's only just pictures of me in the Easter outfit, which is coming up obviously soon. Just pictures of me. I said, we used to go to church, yeah, when you were like 4.
Your
said,
bonnet?
Yeah.
You have a bonnet?
Yeah, I had a bonnet. Yeah, it was pretty. It was pink.
I would like to see that.
Big bonnet.
Tyler in a big bonnet.
Oh, it would have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd, you mean again. You'd like to see that again.
Well, this time he wants
as
to
a
see
kid.
It. This time he wants to see it from the front.
You want to see me as a kid.
So, a story that we didn't mention last week.
Would you bash mailboxes with that big bonnet?
Damn right. That's what we did on Easter.
I don't know if you missed that, Petey, but guys from Mechanicsburg have large heads, and they would hang out of the car and bash mailboxes with their heads.
Bonk. Ask Brett.
Yep. No need for a baseball
next
bat.
Brett's going to call it again.
Is that why he wears the bandana?
Yep.
From the lacerations?
Marks from lacerations.
From mailbox dance.
That's exactly why.
Dance in his forehead.
That's exactly why.
Makes sense, man. You always got your hat
on. Little known fact. Got a hat on.
You got your hat on.
Story from last week that we let slide was over in France, a particular chain of supermarkets. Decided to discount.
Really should have saved that for Tony.
I know, he's not here.
Nutella.
Tony. Oh, yeah, I saw
for the why discount Nutella?
By 70%.
And they had a rush, didn't they?
And there was a huge rush on Nutella.
It's basically just what's chocolate
discounted
spread.
By 70%. Well, chocolate hazelnut.
Whatever. Mm. It's...
Yeah, but they...
It was discounted 70%. Now, France has strict rules about discounts that retailers can put on products outside of official sales periods. And so, since there was a huge kerfuffle when people were trying to get their Nutella, people were elbowed and punched and hurt and crying and left thrown to the sides as Nutella was spread everywhere.
Basically, it's our Black Friday
here.
Yeah,
it looked like a scene straight out of the worst Black Friday incident you've seen.
Was it crazy?
So now crazy French officials want to know whether this broke trade laws.
By
people
having a
were
sale.
Fighting, and yes, well, this kind of a sale, this much of a sale, the 70% sale.
You know, I don't do the shopping. We have Nutella in the house once in a while. What is a little jar of that stuff? A little plastic jar of that?
I don't know.
$4
Is that what it is? $4 or $5
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I always say.
Well, we quit. We could quit buying it too because that was just something that doesn't need to be around.
It's crack.
Oh, it is.
It's crack.
Yeah, yeah, that goes good on everything.
Kids still eat it. I don't touch it. Yeah, I can avoid it, but it's really good.
Yeah, that goes good on everything.
Yeah,
even pancakes, and you can put that on sausage.
Too.
Quinoa. Can you put that on quinoa?
You probably could.
Yes.
It's more of a salt thing.
Might be
thing,
weird. But...
yeah. Nipples.
I think then you turn the quinoa into more of a dessert.
Yeah.
It becomes a salty sweet thing.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So since people are fighting and pushing and pulling hair, and one elderly woman got popped in the gourd with a box, another had a bloody hand.
I'm popping the old lady in the gourd last night.
With my bloody hand.
And my box.
So they're going to investigate whether the Nutella promotion was counted as a sale or whether it was product dumping. And we'll see on that one. Stocks of pharmacies and health insurers are down.
I heard the story, and I know why. I watched a whole story about this yesterday.
After Amazon, J.P. Morgan, and Berkshire Hathaway announced that they're creating an employee healthcare partnership.
Now, this is what they want to go to single payer. They want to try to help people out, these big companies. And this could change because Obama wanted single payer, and they shut it down.
Right.
So he did. And by the way, so did Nixon and so did Romney, who actually had it.
Yes.
Yeah, they had that.
So this is
in Massachusetts.
But I guarantee you somebody on the right's not going to like this because they get a lot of money from insurance companies.
Yes.
Insurance companies.
They do.
And because nobody's really, I mean, a certain part of the country.
That's just not
certain
the right,
people in the country do not want people to have health care because people aren't going to make as much money if everybody has better health care.
Yep.
And these major companies can do it on their own and say, screw you, and that will change everything.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
The companies say they are in the early planning stages of the effort.
When are they going to make a law against that? Because, you know, Republicans ain't liking this.
Aimed at lowering health care costs and improving health services for employees in the United States. They say that this will be free from profit-making incentives.
That's it. And that's the right and the money guys are not going to like that.
No.
Warren Buffett calls the current healthcare system a hungry tapeworm on the American economy.
Right. Mm. If you can't make money off of sick people.
Yeah. Yeah.
As someone,
then they should just die.
It's not your right. It's, it's a privilege to have health care, according to the guy sitting in the White House.
As someone who gets his health insurance from a Berkshire Hathaway company,
right,
let's get this thing done.
There you go.
Fast track it, Warren.
Right. That was just a memo. That was a memo among those companies that brought down those health stocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And maybe you missed at a Las Vegas casino, a guy comes up and just beats up Flava Flav.
Yeah, boy! Right, just out of the blue.
Apparently, all, the guy says that Flav insulted his mom.
What, he hit the mom in the head with a clock?
No, I don't think she was there. I'm not
clock?
Familiar with it. I don't know.
I would be careful. I yelled clock.
There's footage that shows
Flav
the attacker repeatedly punching Flav
last night
at South Point Casino as security tries to pull the gentleman away.
He punched me right in the clock.
He wasn't wearing a clock.
What?
How do we know it was flavored?
Yeah, that's incognito.
Right.
He was not wearing a clock.
It's like Cable Guy with sleeves.
Flav.
He was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment, but only suffered minor injuries.
Well, if he wore a clock, his chest wouldn't be hurting from being punched in the chest.
Well, I don't think he got punched in the chest.
Don't leave your house without your clock.
I can understand someone wanting to beat up Flava Flav.
I don't hate that guy. I don't know why you'd want to punch him. He's like a little slight kid.
That wasn't just a random thing. He specifically sought out Flava Flav.
Well, he said that Flav insulted his mom.
The only problem I got with Flava Flav is that he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that delegitimizes everything in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, he owes Chuck D that.
Doesn't matter. He should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hype man.
Hype man is not
an
instrument. But don't punch Flava Flav.
No. He may not deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He also doesn't deserve to get punched by some random dude at the casino.
No, wait a
Flava. Always wear your clock when
that
you're out.
You should be honored if Flava Flav insults your mom.
Right.
That means he's paying attention to your mom.
Well, Sportsopedia coming up. Hang on.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.